starting to see spaces rolling gangster hip hop.
Don't start it. I ain't got this list.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's
all B-roll, baby.
B-roll, baby.
Coming to a
theater near you. B-roll. B-roll. Coming to a theater near you. What you gonna do? Chilling with the crew. What we do? Blaze up a... Holla at your boy. Over here. Shelby got the nobody shades on. $65 if you can find them. Holla at your boy. Got them for the low. Somebody creeping in that dough. Hey, how you doing there, yo?
Need something, buddy? Said you need something?
Yeah.
What do you need?
I need a
microphone. You? Headphones.
Yeah.
Look, we about to handle business, buddy.
Hey, you want to get some fruit snacks?
Hell yeah.
All right. We're about to start recording, though.
I got some spooky fruit snacks.
We're going to start recording. You got to play outside with Big Cable, okay?
He said, I really wanted to be in here recording, dude, man.
But I can't turn down food snacks.
No. Fruit snacks, baby.
Yeah, my face lit up.
FYI, after years.
That might be the name of the episode. Fruit snacks.
FYI, after years of being open, Cinema Cafe is closing.
Oh, which one?
The one in here.
Damn.
Yep. Out Riverdale's.
We don't go anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
Now, it's got the same smell as the last 10 years.
We'd rather go to the crib.
All right, here we go.
Ship.
So, all right. So,
we ain't started the show.
No,
a few moments later.
Number one, Cheesecake Festival.
Yes. 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 We back. Welcome back, everybody. Episode probably 11 of the Nobody's Podcast.
Nobody's.
Back with it. Wouldn't you like to know over there? Shout out you. AWOL over here. Shout out him. Mr. Nobody over here. Shout out him. Fuck me. Two lovely ladies in the room. Let's do it.
Intro still playing.
All right, man. Well, we started off the same way. Is everybody okay? Is life running better for everybody?
Updates.
Updates, yeah.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Things been much better. Health-wise and... You learn every day, so that's what I've been doing.
Learning?
I knew the whole way.
Hey.
I'm learning a new way.
There we go.
It's not all that easy, but I surrender this or that.
Lovely, well put. Poetry in motion over there. Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Mr. AWOL?
Yeah, everything is pretty good. Just working on leveling up in life in all aspects. So,
shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Just dealing with flat tires and
oh shit,
broken down vehicles. So,
damn.
Hey, look, it's a part of life too. So, you win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some. Life. Hey there, buddy. How you doing and how has it been going?
Going great.
Going great. Fuck my mic up when I turned around too fast. All right.
What that mean?
Going great.
All right.
Bills paid. House clean.
There we go.
Yes.
Grass is green.
They meant a whole lot, didn't it?
Grass is green.
Yes, sir. Shout out to all of you guys out there. We hope your grass is green and your lawns are mowed.
You're nasty.
Damn, I just blow my spot. I was trying to be, help let them read between the lines. Yeah. But anyway.
Put down in the comments.
Shout out to Manscaped. Sponsor us.
What's
your best mower?
That one hard to read.
The more that you use on yourself and the more that cuts your real grass. Shout out to Lawnmower. We're looking for a sponsor. Is that what you said? Hey, Wall.
I was talking about Manscaped.
Oh, Manscaped. Okay, what I was saying?
They got the clippers, don't they?
Yeah, they got the clippers.
Yeah,
we want to give you a discount, but first, they got to let us know that we can give you a discount. Shout out to them. All right. Shout out to football season. You see this shit I got on here? Well, I didn't put it down right. Shout out to the 49ers.
Always.
Shout out to his Patriots. And that's all we have for sports today.
I don't know about them Patriots, but yeah, shout out to them too.
Yes, sir.
The mad scientist ain't too fucking mad, is he?
Uh-oh. Somebody couldn't wait to talk about Bill Belichick. Yeah.
It's been a very rough season. It's
been a very rough season for him. Well, yeah. Shit, our shit's starting to look rough, too. Shit. Thankful for this bye. Thanks for a bye week right in the middle of the season.
I like football, but I have to realize that everything in this world is being controlled by something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't control it, I don't fucking want it. So,
you don't want
if
football?
I'm the NFL, I'm going to control it. If I own every fucking bowling alley in the United States, I'm going to control it. Everything is being controlled by something.
Yep.
Or someone.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our first topic tonight.
Hashtag.
Control. Are you being controlled? We don't know. But continue. I like the way it was going with the control. Nothing now. We'll be back after these.
Okay. Go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah. How you feel about what's being controlled out here? Far as conspiracy theory and far as what you know.
Far as what I know. Man, y'all know I go in my head about that.
That's why the fuck we talking about it on the Nobody's podcast.
One man got a plan.
Damn.
And he been working a long fucking time to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And he close.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know there's 9 states that agreed to do smart cities, like your smartphone? And it just happened so that all those 9 states burnt down to nothing.
Let me get 3 of them.
No.
You said I can't get 3?
No, I ain't that deep into it, because, like you say, that's conspiracy shit, but them 3,
Hawaii.
Them states, all caught on fire.
I guess Hawaii was one of them.
Hell yeah. California just caught on fire too, didn't it?
And California's been on fire.
They all agree.
We're not laughing at you. We're just laughing at the conspiracy.
They all agree.
Why the fuck are y'all always on fire?
You have to ask yourself, what the fuck is a smart city?
Oh, it's being controlled. Let's go back to it. Good sticking on its own topic. Shit.
You know, I'm just saying, you asked me. You know, that's.
We just saying.
That,
you're right.
That's how I feel about conspiracy shit. Control. That is conspiracy. Like I say, one man had a plan for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And when they start getting those smart cities, I mean, everything you can talk to is going to be computerized, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Walk in the house and shit, and it's going to tell you your refrigerator low on.
It's already.
Hi, Bixby. Show me what's inside the fridge. This is inside the fridge.
Absolutely. Here's what's inside the fridge.
Let me see. Yeah, open the door.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. I'm just saying, but can you believe that many cities has already agreed to do it? I mean, they got to burn down every fucking thing they have and thinking about electricity, how they get that now. There ain't going to be no goddamn telephone poles.
Hmm.
There ain't no reason to have a telephone pole and a meter on your fucking.
If you can build a bigger fucking router and put it in space and everybody's can get Wi-Fi off that one router. But then they gonna charge you. Then they control the price. Really?
Yeah.
Then?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Bitch, do you want part of this universal router?
Monopolize.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds cold.
That sounds good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about control over there? Oh, go ahead. You want to finish?
No, go ahead. I said enough. You didn't know what I said. I like that.
Yeah, she's one of those.
Yeah, me too. I'm a Googler.
It's Lisa.
Yeah,
I'm a Googler.
She's speaking in sign language.
I don't even know what the hell she said, but I was giving you your props.
Scouts on her.
How close was I?
Not that close.
Huh?
Oh, there's a lot of states, but I don't.
Okay.
Wow.
So you see what I'm saying?
You said so. Yeah. Did you Google the burn down states?
Yeah, but there's more than that. But they have it in levels.
So we talking like the whole state burned down, though.
Cities.
That make more fucking sense.
Hawaii is one of them, and it's mysterious how
Hawaii should be the all first
billionaires one. Billionaires that own property out there, their shit didn't burn down, but everything around it burned down. How is
because
when is fire been unbiased?
They're gonna buy back that land and then charge whoever else who lives on it or want to live on it a higher price.
They're not gonna buy back the land.
You don't think so?
Billionaires? No. They're not going back. It's already there.
Is it already built?
What they gonna? All the houses gonna be smart houses.
Instead of taking a bulldozer and running,
we have a visitor.
Instead of taking a bulldozer and running all that shit out, fucking burn it up. Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper.
They already own the land. They ain't buying it back. They gonna try the smart city
fuck
shit.
The ozone.
But you got it. Once you own the land, it makes doing that shit easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ain't buying it back.
It makes sense to buy it and own it so I can do what the fuck I want to do with it.
Okay.
They already own it. They burned it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they own it though. We're saying the same thing. Cause guess what? If they don't own it, they gonna fucking buy it.
But I think it was native people
there. If they do own it, then they already one step ahead.
Yeah, I think those were the native people who lived on that part of the land though, that part of the island.
Well, she say none of the rich people were burned down.
They could have, but it could have still been the natives, like the Indians.
Prior to the fire,
Native Americans.
You know these people were their land, right?
Bam.
No, we're learning on the job.
Bam.
So they said, okay, you're not going to sell us the land. We're going to take it. And that's how they took it. They burned it up.
Force.
And now you're forced out. And then after they burned it up, they forced them out. You couldn't even go back.
So they don't own it, is what we're saying, but they're about to.
Exactly.
No, the owners of the land are the owners of the land.
No, they forced them out.
No, I'm saying you might own this house. They didn't come to you sell. And say, hey, can I buy it? You say no. I'll burn it bitch down. That's what you're saying.
Right. But you still got to buy the land because they don't own it yet.
Right, the natives
own it.
Okay.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
That's
but
what we're saying. We're talking in fucking circles.
The natives.
All own it is paperwork, and paperwork can be forged.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's most definitely true.
Yeah.
Right here in Virginia, they can take your land.
Yep. No.
Taxes wise.
But honestly, this is not new.
You ain't got to be taxed. It ain't got to be a tax problem no more.
They can literally take your land under. They have it written in the law. Dang. They can just
I need some land somewhere else.
Clause they put and be like, boom, this is ours now.
Now y'all get out. Still talking about control.
Time to go.
That process has been around for.
She said is true, no doubt. But y'all just saying.
Fucking
these
Commonwealth
places has decided upon themselves to do what the fuck they want to do. Just like my boy from Amazon. I'm a build rocket. Fuck what y'all say.
Oh, yeah. Tesla.
But there was a movie who a guy built his own
Elon
rocket.
Elon Musk.
There was a guy who, in a movie years ago, built his own rocket. The government wouldn't sell
rocket
him.
Man.
A few.
Who we dump up?
I don't know his name.
You just won't call him Pete.
Elon Musk was doing it because he wanted to prove that
he could.
I think he was trying to prove something else. That they
See, I'm the other one. Nigga just say I got enough money.
The government.
I'm going to the moon.
Who's the gap leader?
Watch this.
Dancing in the Wolves.
What was his name?
That was
Mel Gibson.
Nope.
Patrick.
Nope. Swayze. He played. He also played in If You Knew the Day Would Come.
Oh no.
It looks like
it's not.
That's that's homeboy that Kevin Costner.
There you go.
Okay. Kevin Costner played that person.
Shout out to y'all who was hollering it out.
Yeah, Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Kevin Costner, nigga!
He's the one who built the... He played in that movie as the person who built the rocket.
Oh.
And the government didn't. It was like...
Is that Armageddon?
No.
Bruce Willis.
Not even Armageddon. This is for real shit. This ain't a movie.
Oh, okay. You said it was in a movie.
He made a movie about it.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was a biopic.
Yeah, he said he was building a rocket.
And they didn't want him to do it. He did it anyway.
Damn.
I mean, at the end of the day.
I'm just saying, control. But then you take this person on Amazon, he already took William Shatner out of space. you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to niggas taking niggas.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just trying to say that, like, we don't need the government.
Well, you're able to go out of space and come back.
They're not saying we don't need the government.
Right.
They're saying fuck the government.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think nobody can say fuck the government and really mean it.
I think some people can.
The government controls this motherfucker, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but like,
get out of line.
What's his name?
We got niggas 10 minutes away from you everywhere in the world.
What's that, okay. Jeff Bezos?
You have a government that's in debt.
Damn.
Okay. What the fuck that mean? You think China rules shit just because we're in debt to them?
That's what you said. I ain't finished my statement.
No, that ain't what I said.
We're talking about
individuals. You just say, do I think China? No, I don't.
I'm talking about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos.
No, what I'm saying is.
Oh, yeah, we let you have that money, nigga.
I'm saying is.
You didn't make that money. We gave it to you.
All right. We're going to make a lot of money together.
Just remember who you're working for.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to listen to you out.
Oh, no. It just triggered some thoughts. Well, we let you get to this level.
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish that thought.
I did it. I'm back to you. You forget,
we go somewhere else.
Oh, okay. Well, that was pretty good. Good topic. It was getting somewhere.
Yeah, on that
point, I will say people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, those are the type of people who get invited to those secret meetings.
Oh, 100%.
Government's in trouble. This man's worth $40 billion. No,
but that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, they.
Okay. what I was getting at was there's people who can say, "I'll pay your fucking." That your
I got
debt.
The idea back.
One man came to the United States and said, "Leave me alone, and I'll pay all your fucking debt." One man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people out there like us.
One man can do that.
United States used to be a country of, I can do anything I want to do. I can do this.
It's the land of freedom.
It's just a commercial business now run by a bunch of
CEOs. It's been a commercial business.
Yeah.
What did I say? All of our business structures are based off of the structure of business of the United States.
Keep them rich and keep you where you are.
I'm just talking about the business, you know, president, CEO, shit like that.
All of it.
CFO.
Like I say,
it's been a business from the beginning.
It used to be a country of wealth. Now it's a country of borrowing shit.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
They've mastered the slave. I mean, the trade.
I just borrowed last week.
But I think to his point, like,
shout out to you, nigga.
If we did have
having a great credit score, being able to
like
get along,
China, Japan, Mexico, they said, "Hey, we ain't sending you nothing no more." How fast would America crumble if we're not getting those imports? What are we making in country? Even Harley Davidson parts, they had to outsource a lot of their stuff because the tariffs and things were so high here.
I think they outsourced it because it was cheaper over there.
Well, most definitely.
Well, it's going to be cheaper. Yeah. The population is doubled.
All the shit's made in China.
I did a little research on that one. Yeah. But
Yeah, Harley Davidson couldn't afford to have all their parts made here, so they outsourced it so they could basically stay in business.
Exactly.
And because the president set different tariffs and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
just made it hard for American made businesses. So
back to our original point.
Control.
It's all controlled, motherfucker.
Yeah. Y'all always remember Korea.
Okay.
They were shitty. They got their ass whipped. They got their ass drug in the grass. Everything. The Koreans. Korea.
You got north, so? You got south.
I'm going to leave it in the middle.
Shit, Asia.
Hey. What I'm trying to...
Ain't like one free and one enslaved?
It don't matter. They were all fucked up. They were all fucked up.
Kind of matters.
What do they own now? Yeah. And how strong are they now?
All right.
He on Samsung.
I have no idea.
Every fucking thing. I learned this from working at Lowe's.
That nigga said they own Samsung.
They got Samsung washers, dryers, TVs, all that shit.
Al Smith.
It's from Samsung.
That's something I didn't know. I didn't know Samsung was over there.
Hell yeah.
You didn't know how strong.
Listen to
are.
The name Samsung. Sound like a motherfucker over there.
Hey, young Samsung.
Well, yeah, that's all I need to hear. It makes sense.
There you go.
And they're very quiet.
And I'm not talking shit.
That's how you should fucking, be.
That's what they doing.
Oh, no,
that's how
man.
You should be.
We love everybody.
They strong yeah, over there, bro.
Motherfuckers hacking to you.
They strong over there.
Yeah. I will say, on the topic of
made
control.
A whole new me.
On the topic of control, once they get rid of the paper dollar and the cents,
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, yeah, they've been talking
the
about that
gonna, for a yeah, long the common time. Man is going to be in trouble, man.
Yeah, but they can't stop selling the underground drugs. Well, that's what they're trying to figure out.
Well, how you, yeah,
how
you
can going, we keep doing illegal shit? Illegal shit make all the money.
You can't stop drugs.
Just say no.
Yeah.
You can't take away cash.
Yeah.
People will find a way.
It's going to be all electronic.
It's just a matter of finding that way.
To begin with.
Right.
You just know how to trade.
You know how to barter.
No, you gotta know how to use Bitcoin.
But hit the drug. Well, the drug dealers ain't worried about cash no more.
Shit.
They got Cash App.
Hell well, no.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, but even nah. Cash App.
They Cash App, you gotta pay taxes up. Now. So.
Yep, they monitor that stuff.
Hell no.
Yep. I said, told motherfucker, I look
at yeah, I gotta pay taxes on this company.
Damn, nigga, when they hit like you with.
I gotta call somebody, ask me, get something right. My message just Cash App me $50.
Y'all know what happened to the person who owned it, the head person who created Cash App, right?
Didn't they kill him?
Yeah, they killed him.
Damn.
He didn't want to do it.
No, again. Control.
Control.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. He
yeah.
Oh
he owes somebody or wouldn't do something for
somebody. No, they wanted control of that software program called Cash App. So awesome. The nigga didn't sell, just like the niggas in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So we're going to eliminate because you didn't bow down.
Exactly. I
oh
feel
my
you.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This too much control.
Shut up.
The subject what of control he, can last.
Hey, like rest in peace to that man.
Forever.
Where was he that he could be shot up?
The
owner of Cash App.
They didn't.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that sounded like a personal
video.
Because they
didn't want
you to have the
information.
I mean,
what
well,
a motherfucker.
He wasn't at McDonald's. I'm pretty
know.
Sure.
The person who shot him had inside help.
100%.
He got paid on Cash App.
You got to get to. You had to get close to that motherfucker.
Rest in peace to that guy, man. We all use Cash App, so.
According to NBC News.
We don't.
Not everybody.
Founder Bob Lee was stabbed to death after an argument.
Oh, he didn't get shot.
Sister. Court documents show the 38-year-old IT
consultant. Damn, he was 38.
That's terrible.
Stabbed the tech executive three times with a 4-inch kitchen knife.
A 4-inch kitchen knife. Fuck, you get a 4-inch kitchen knife.
She said that even cute.
Downtown San Francisco.
Hold on, she bro. Stayed with his sister.
A 4-inch kitchen knife.
You said his sister?
Something having to do with his sister. Hold on.
I guess that can pierce the heart. Yeah.
So the suspect.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Drove Lee to a secluded area, stabbed him 3 times with a 4-inch kitchen knife.
3 times, bro. That story sounds fake like a motherfucker.
And at least one of the stab wounds punctured Lee's heart.
See?
Oh, okay.
I just said that.
So you know what? So they put some coochie in the car with him. He all ass.
Wait, no.
Crown Royal.
Wait, no. I thought it was a.
Get you some Crown Royal.
It was family.
It's still coochie.
Yikes. What's the next topic?
Coochie, boy. Coochie is. Oh, coochie kind of is the next topic.
It was an argument about the suspect's sister.
Oh, man.
The suspect's sister.
We're trying to transition to the next subject.
It was a dude in his. Okay.
Anybody got a good segue into this next conversation?
So many wars about.
Coochie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't war over coochie. You don't own it if you're a man. Next subject is a list that somebody put up. Somebody made a list that said niggas should not take their anybody who they're dating on the first date to these 25 places. And we have Mr. AWOL here with the list of these 25 places. AWOL, can you read them out for us? We will put them on the screen.
Let's just do 5.
Well,
we need to hear all of this. This was part of the topic.
I'll run through them.
I said, but we could talk about 5 and just save 5 for the next
one. No, we're just running the list off.
You're not going to talk about nothing on the list?
If you don't hear all of them, then you won't get the full effect.
Yeah, that's okay, what we're saying. Because
For some of them, you'd be like, what?
Like, if you would have seen the list, you wouldn't have read the top 5 and put it down. You would have been like.
All right, we ready?
Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. So, this is places women refuse to go on a first date. This made Fox News, y'all. Ridiculous is what.
Y'all ain't got shit else to talk about.
Exactly. So, number one is the Cheesecake Factory. Number two is Applebee's.
Fuck yeah.
Number three is Chili's. Number four is Chipotle. Number five is Olive Garden. Number six is the movies. Number seven, your house. 8, any fast food chain, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell.
Fuck it, girl. Number 9, Buffalo Wild Wings. Kiss my ass. What? Buffalo Wild Wings.
Number 10 is Wingstop. I wouldn't tell you that.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Red Lobster. Number 12 at Buffet. Golden Corral.
Oh, nigga.
Old Country Buffet. I don't know.
Shout out to Old Country Buffet.
What number we on?
13.
Okay.
Hey!
13 is IHOP.
13 is EP.
14 is Denny's. 15, don't take the girl to the gym. Number 16, don't go to a church function. 17, Starbucks. 18, coffee dates. I thought that was a popular one. 19, caffeine ice cream dates. Number 20, don't take her to family functions. 21, movie night. Netflix, Hulu.
And chill.
22, somewhere that requires a long drive. That's kind of strange. 23, right. Bowling. I mean, if you're in the car for a long time, you're like,
I don't know this nigga.
Yeah, like, where are you taking me?
Yeah.
Number 23 is bowling. 24, a nightclub
activity.
Number 25 is a hookah bar. 26, a bar just for drinks.
I thought, how many is it?
We got 25.
Supposed to be 25.
It's 28.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This nigga.
20, yeah, 26, a bar.
You ain't hit mine yet.
26.
How do you know it's yours?
The place.
Oh.
26, a bar just for drinks. 27, Waffle House. 28, a sports event.
Bruh, we can't do an activity? I ain't trying to go nowhere with you anyway.
Well, I think it was in order. But you know what? You say none of those places was a place where she could put something in her mouth.
What?
I didn't hear, all the restaurants you cut out. Right? So. She eat
like
nothing.
The way you think.
She eat nothing. Uh-huh. So you don't get to see how she eat. Like I say, 90 days. You don't get to see how she sit down and eat or how she would put ice cream. You take a person to place for certain reasons. Uh-huh. If I take a shorty to the Subway, I want to see how.
You want to see how the sub fit in the mouth?
Okay. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Shit is like that.
No, they saying don't take me here because right. I'm too good but for these places. But I'm saying, places.
None of the places that you said allowed her to put anything in her mouth.
No, she wants to go to somewhere better.
Yeah. Exactly. I got you on that.
No, to eat.
I got you.
Not just a regular
restaurant. Well, if she take her to a place that serves shrimps, how you think she gonna eat?
Well, if it costs...
How you think she gonna eat the shrimp?
I mean, if it's $15 for one shrimp, she probably say, yeah, I'm just fine with that.
No. Preparation. How you think she gonna eat?
I don't... Are we gonna eat lobster?
She gonna eat sediddy.
What?
She gonna sit there and eat sediddy.
I mean, might
right?
take two bites for one shrimp.
But if you take her
head
to Subway, she ain't no way you can eat sediddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's kind of messy. Take two hands.
You lost?
It take two hands. I got you.
Oh!
I
only said the Subway thing just so I was giving an example why people take people certain places. But all those places.
Well, yeah.
With nowhere to eat.
Applebee's, you get a burger, ribs, or something like that. If you go to Chili's, you get ribs, a burger.
I go to Chili's.
Something a little.
Chili's got everything.
They got Cobb salads. You can eat cute with a Cobb salad, I think.
Then some of those places you took her where
so did he.
You don't get to act like a hoochie on that list.
But you want to see if she a hoochie.
She'll tell you in 90 days.
Are you talking about church?
I need to learn before 90 days.
She'll tell you.
She'll rob, her rob a nigga in 90 days. Shit, you giving her 90 days.
90 days is you ought to know not to give up shit.
Shit.
Maybe,
I know.
Maybe your time.
Because I know in the first... Half an hour sometimes.
I don't think the movies is a good one.
Sometimes they tell you in the first half an hour. First time they tell you in the first 10 minutes.
Okay, in the first 5 minutes she talked to you, she can tell you three lies.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So you think about it.
Shout out to y'all who not telling the first three lies in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I do agree the movies is not a great first date. I know it used to be a great first date, but ladies like to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, ladies like to talk.
The idea is that you two are there to get to see if y'all have any chemistry. So if you go to the movies, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm all for doing something active.
That's okay. Cool. I like that. I don't want to sit in the movie.
The same shit.
You right, man?
That's true.
I'd be in that bitch sleep because I probably done puffed on something.
Anyway.
That's why this is the guy to watch scary movies with. If you think that movie's going to be scary, watch it with this guy. He's gonna make you laugh. Shout out to that nigga.
Yeah, motherfucker, like headshot. But I agree, Shelby. Huh? I ain't taking you to no movie.
I want to see the movie.
I'm hoping you say nothing.
I want to see the movie.
Because I want to see the movie.
Yeah.
Because that's how I am about movies. I watch movies.
Yeah.
All day long.
And I got my movie watching habits from this guy, so.
Yeah, I watch movies.
Yep, so yeah, movie watching habits with this guy.
You know why this list came about, right? Do y'all know?
Tell us, please.
It was a video that went viral of a girl on a date with a guy, and he pulled up to the Cheesecake Factory, and she started recording herself.
That's why the Cheesecake Factory was number one.
That was why it was number one. She was recording herself talking about, I'm not getting out of the car. He done took me to Cheesecake
Factory. All Cheesecake Factories ain't equal, though. They might have been somewhere where it wasn't like our Virginia Beach one.
Well, I didn't even know a Cheesecake Factory exists. So,
Cheesecake Factory is a...
It's a chain.
I would call it a higher-end chain restaurant. Right.
At least the prices is for damn show.
Yeah, it's not Applebee's. It's probably a couple... It's like three or four steps up from Applebee's.
Fuck Applebee's, bro.
Three steps, I don't know.
The one in Newport News closed down for a reason.
But Applebee's?
Yeah.
I used to like Applebee's.
We did. Yeah.
You know what?
The first place that's just me.
Yeah, we did. We was Applebee's.
Dollar margaritas. Come
but
on.
Last time with Applebee's, somebody's daughter got sick.
2 for $20.
And the food just won't hit.
You ever been to Bennigan's?
Of course.
Yeah.
Really? Y'all remember Benny's?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the old Coliseum Mall in Hampton. Yeah. Benny's was right on in the front of there.
They had the best fries.
Man, they were the first Applebee's.
When the last time you've been again?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
With Benigan?
Please say the lyric.
I would like to hear that. I just know. Something, Benigan. Benigan's? I would never, Benigan.
You remember Benigan's?
Something breaking you know, with you
at Benigan's. I just said, yeah.
I worked at Benigan's.
Shout out to Benigan's for employing niggas back in the day.
I didn't know it was around that long.
At Benigan's. My job was a brass. I worked for a cleaning company. We did Benigan's.
How long was Coliseum there? Because that'll tell you how long Benigan's was there.
25 years. At least.
Benigan's was cool, though.
Benigan's was the first.
Gotta be longer than that,
bro. They were the first. Applebee's, Wings, all that place we had, sports bars we got now. Benigan's was the first. They were nice, bro.
Kids,
nice
man, plush point.
Carpet, nice music, TV screen. We, you know, Benigan's was the first. Yep.
But in
RIP
sections where you don't want to be fucked with nobody, just you and your girl over there. You know what I'm saying? You want to sit here with the crowd rooting for your team over there. Benigan's was nice. Another place we had a long time ago, the place called Gents. Men's Fashions. No lady clothes at all.
Oh, I remember Gents.
Gents.
Uh-huh.
They sold everything, man.
I ain't never had a reason to go in there.
Jeans, nice dress pants. You can get you a nice pair of shoes, a real leather, $50. You know, $39. Gents dressed a lot of people.
Back in the '80s.
But they wasn't expensive. They weren't killing people.
Yeah.
You can walk into there and they had like six tables.
Shout out to Value City.
Yes, sir.
I was a Value City shopper. They used to have the NFL jerseys for $10. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scotsman's. Only the real niggas know that you went to Scotsman's back in the day. You might something be wrong with your shit, but you got it for a good price.
Yo, Scotsman's.
Yeah.
One leg higher than the other. Dog,
just a little bit.
I look good, though. Hey, I'll hem up the other one.
Yeah, that is.
Scott. You bad pair of pants. You got stripes on your legs. Fucking circles on your legs.
Hey, look, they just call that fashion these days.
Yeah. That's where you think it started from.
From mistakes. That's crazy.
Niggas that went to Scotsman's.
Well, Audrey got married, right?
That niggas got word from Scotsman's?
No, but
Scotsman used to have like clothes, nigga.
He said he'd take your store to open late at night and I could get dressed. He like, size shoe, 17. What? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take that motherfucker. You need a pair of shoes, you wear size 17?
Damn.
I ain't got no idea.
Where the fuck you go shopping this late?
Scotsman's.
Damn.
He had every fucking thing he needed, man. Dress pants, white shirt, necktie, shoes. Anyway.
Well, guess what?
He bought his whole thing from Scotsman to get married in.
Shout out to Scotsman.
8 o'clock that night.
Nigga, you shopped at Scotsman too. You just don't remember. Oh, yeah. My mama used to wash the clothes right there at the laundromat.
Riverdale.
No, it was one in Riverdale. I'm talking about over there, Papa Golf.
Oh, they had a Scotsman over there, too.
Uh-huh.
Over there by Sherman Williams, but it was Duran. Yeah. It was Duran then. Yeah.
It was a paint store over there.
Yeah.
Super fresh, all that shit over there.
Pizza place.
Yep.
And the seafood place on the end.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the seafood place. Remember the pizza place? They were Irish.
Y'all had baseball or football or something at the pizza place. I mean, at the shrimp paste or the pizza place. It was right there across. Same area.
Shout out to you. I don't remember that shit.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a second and reel this back in. All
right.
What are some preferences?
For the first dates. Last subject, baby.
Yeah, we went to the preferences, got off the preferences. We're bringing it back.
I didn't even know we got on it.
You know one place. You know one place that I say I wouldn't mind going. I had fun.
What's that?
To the beach.
Oh.
Oh man, you get to see some. You get to see that skin.
I ain't talking about the sex. So I was just talking about being with somebody and seeing how.
This nigga's lying.
I want to see your feet.
Nigga trying to say I wasn't talking about the sex with the BBD. Nigga, know you want to see that booty.
Try to skip over that real quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But anyway, the list didn't have the beach on there, which I think is a cool
place. I think one of the I think one of the list did have the beach on it, bro.
You say first date, right?
This, not
that
one.
Particular one.
Did y'all say first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I haven't seen the beach on the list.
On the first date, beach is cool. I ain't trying to get in your pants. Nah. So it's cool. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna see how you act.
Right.
See if you watching what I or do you see what I see?
I'm like, what?
See how classy he is.
What we do the other night?
I don't know. We made cornhole. We put some cornhole boys.
Stood by the fire.
Stood by the fire, and Donnie took his phone, and we checked out.
The stars. Yeah.
Right. Shit like that. If she interested in shit like that, grab her. It's first date.
Nah, don't say grab her.
I'm just saying, hold on for a second date.
Take a step closer to her. That's
2023. You gotta watch out.
I'm not grabbing you.
Gotta keep your peace.
You finally found it.
Pause, everybody.
You was wrong.
It's China White on the song Bia Bia.
Oh, okay. Shout out to China White. Y'all remember her? What she was talking about? No those. And
I'm breaking bread with Dominican over a hot Dominican.
Shout out to John White.
Cut that part out.
I know you.
The beach.
So let's get back to prep. What was the last subject? Prefaces. We got 18 beach. Minutes. I'm cutting this bitch off.
The beach.
The beach.
The beach is pretty cool. I don't like the beach personally. That's just me.
We're talking about preferences on what?
Yeah, the dates.
Oh, what do we prefer?
I'm picking the beach. Okay. If I can't go to those 28 places you pick,
how about you pick three?
The beach.
Okay.
All right.
A few moments later.
Park.
Okay.
Maybe amusement park.
So,
not just a park where we sit and cook. Picnic.
I like that idea.
I would go to amusement park. Bush Gardens would be cool.
Tickets $80 a ticket nowadays.
If you are a season ticket holder, you get two free tickets a year.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And if I got one for a first date, let's go to fucking Bush Gardens.
Y'all tell me pick three.
We drinking in the car though. No, we drinking in the car.
That's a very special lady.
I got some Crown Royal in the car.
$160 for a first date.
$500
Which rounds about $200.
I see Rachel used to go and get discount cards all the time. But hold up. Let's don't put money in.
Hell no.
That has to be a part of it. That has to be a part of it.
Yeah.
No. Why?
Because I don't know.
So you gonna take me on the first day and you got a limit?
Yeah. I gotta stay in budget.
Don't know this person. They could just be there for that advantage.
You think I'm going in the negative for you on the first date?
They could just be there for that advantage of getting a free meal.
Let me tell y'all how.
Getting a free
day. I'm going on the first date.
No. Nobody should be putting themselves in a hole for a first date.
From the other person.
You heard it from the nobodies.
What they could be there for.
Well, I'm going to be nice. Ain't nothing else.
I was just saying. You think about from your perspective.
You spend your whole fucking check on the first date. And then worry about what you're going to do for the rest of the week.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
You already said the answer.
That face. Yeah, he took a little too long.
Yeah.
No, y'all picking a place in the town. I'm just saying, the three places I picked to go.
We just went deep.
I wasn't curious.
All right,
y'all
that nigga
went
go.
Your money. Okay, I'm going to take you out on a date for the first time. I got a budget. But if we find something that we both like doing,
is that a mosquito on my light?
You just meeting this person.
Right.
Well, your buddy, but you're taking her out and you got her in your car.
You just meeting this person.
I don't mean I'm going throwing an ankle over.
You going out with her, you responsible for her.
Damn, this is that, this yeah. shit turned into a father. He didn't no, turn into a
yeah. How shit supposed to be? How shit supposed to be?
That's your daddy.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You go out with her, you get in the car, and then what you gonna do? You go out, you get in the car, and then what you gonna do?
The hatchback.
You gotta make sure she okay.
That doesn't include $300.
Y'all still hearing about money.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Because everybody doesn't have it like
what
that.
The fuck is
no,
that
they don't have it like that.
Exactly. So some people have to.
Hot dog king.
They have to.
Okay, my last man. Place would
we
be.
We need to make a date. Let's do a double date. I got them draws. I got them same draws. Man,
all right. He talked about his last preference.
Uh-huh.
The beach, amusement park, and
a little longer than a few minutes later.
You know what I would do though?
Uh huh.
I'd probably do the Norfolk thing. Spirit of Norfolk.
Ooh.
Okay. Right. Oh, no, they got two new
books. They got a new one. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. They built it back up.
Yep.
Hey, man.
I like it. When Spirit, I went.
This is a very classy
like
guy.
I like that though.
Huh?
Yeah. I just go to fucking water.
I'm going out with you. We can see some things together. I'm going to watch how you react to the things we see.
I'm ready.
Right. See if you're compatible with it.
Put all his handles up there.
I'm ready.
Any young lady he's looking for a date.
Yeah.
For sugar daddy.
Yep. I think it's Eddie P4 or some shit like that.
Sugar daddy right there.
God damn. Look at him. He on TikTok waiting for you. No, and Instagram.
All right.
Hit him up. Same handle.
Y'all selling me?
We always sell you. Yeah.
Yeah, you sold yourself. There you go. I like that. I like that.
We just giving you a boost.
Okay.
You about to take some shorty on a $500 date?
Damn. Shout out to you if you that lucky lady.
All right.
All I'm saying is that first date ain't just for her. It's for me too. Because the place I'm going, I ain't going to get to go along with you take the person that I don't mind being with.
All right. Move to the next person, man. We got 13 minutes. I'm not going over the fucking hour.
So I'm a little bit younger over here. I do dwell in the world.
Tell everybody that.
I do dwell in the world of online dating and all that mess. So things are a little different when it comes to meeting somebody for the first time. You don't know what they might be there for. Are they actually a genuine person?
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually the person?
Catfish, so
I have been catfished twice. I have been ghosted a few times where they just showed up for the meal. Never heard from the person afterwards.
Damn.
Am I going to spend $160 meeting for the first time?
Hell no.
That might be the third or fourth date. First day is going to be something low-key, chill, something active. I'm not totally opposed to going to eat, but is it on the top of my list? No. I'd rather do something active. So, top of the list.
Shout out to Papa John.
Top of the list.
We'll take your sponsorship as well.
Can I ball some things up into one?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be something active. That's the first thing. So it can be skating. You said a park, like an amusement park, but I'm thinking a trail.
Oh,
nice walk
I love
on the trail.
Skating.
Let's talk. Let's enjoy the scenery, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
how many you did?
This is rolling to one. Oh. Something active.
Oh, okay.
Mini golf. That can be kind of cute, I guess. I don't know.
How you going to take all the answers
okay,
at one time,
I'm done.
Though?
I'm done.
That nigga say active. But active means boop, 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 boop.
All right.
Two more answers.
Wait, look. I'll tell you what. Say it on three again, please.
Yeah, say this three.
The three you pick. Can you say them again, please?
Yeah. I said skating. And that could be at a rink or just out and about. I said mini golf dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said a trail.
Okay. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I like the trail thing, but you got to worry about what the hell she got on her feet first date.
Hey, you prepper.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Bring
what
two
else
shoes.
Outside of that?
Two shoes. So I got two.
So you got to tell her where you're going.
Yeah. Right. That's okay. And then also, like we have here, Kazi's Comedy Club. That might be cool for amateur night. Let's do that.
But if you go somewhere like that, you're going to have to set up an after situation where you actually can engage. Converse. Well, you got to converse like crazy converse. Yeah. Something to engage.
If you get there like an hour or 30 minutes before, take some time, chat it out.
Yeah.
And then other than that, what would be my third thing? I don't know.
Papa John's.
Something crafty.
Papa John's and Netflix.
Someone crafty chopping wood somewhere. No, I'm just playing.
Chopping wood.
Paint night could be cool. Paint
night could be cool. That nigga said chopping wood. We know what he's trying to do at the end of the night. Chop that wood.
That's weird.
On your first date, you had paint night.
Oh, but, shit.
Hey, look, I'm a different type of dude anyway. I'd be like, hey, let's go to a dance class.
If y'all caught that, you know somebody's a nasty nigga.
Wait, what you doing with the paint? I missed it.
Paint night's probably about 120.
There's some easy ones for 30. If you 25.
If you ain't with a paint night, yeah.
25, 30.
I'm going to say a nice motorcycle ride.
Bam. That there could you be go. Cool, too.
All right, shift. Miss nobody. That's one. Yeah. That's one.
That was our first date.
There you go.
And y'all still together. Two more.
I should have said that one. That's
as he finishes that nice Papa John.
That was $10 in gas.
Dang, that's
anything
a good one,
more,
though.
You can kiss my ass.
Nah, he ain't say that. Go ahead. Come on, Dave.
Nope, we didn't.
I stop and eat.
Just a nice night out.
Man, no way did it.
Oh, we stop, talk, and then we roll back.
That's a good one.
Keep going.
That's something exciting, too, and different.
No, y'all didn't, meet Mary Jane that night?
Yeah.
And then you conversate, and then more excitement on the way back?
Yeah, how many people have been?
Shout out to that.
Number two?
Now she got her own bike.
Number two?
That's it. That's all I got.
Come on. You got to come up with two more.
Check that out.
Hey, look, we're going to probe your brain.
So what it was is his first date was the first and last date.
Just talking about
or purposes. You can look at it as the rest of the time I spent with you was all one date.
Okay.
The date never ended. No. That's awesome.
What about ideas?
It didn't we have an all but.
I ain't that crazy.
Oh man! Oh,
she belongs to the streets.
The Harley Davidson night. Let's go.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. I'd do that.
So Harley night. You can imagine what our future date's gonna be like.
Car show.
Oh yeah,
car show might be cool if she's into cars.
We can ride the bike shows.
Yeah,
we can ride the car shows.
Hey, look, you just gave us two more answers.
You can ride around the corner. You can go to bike. Oh, look,
that's
time together. You should go to a bike outing. Well, like a 1,000 bikers are there. Everybody got their tents and shit like
last
that.
Last time we went to one of those.
That's when you invite me. I'll drive my car up there.
We was with Miss P.
Ride to a creek and watch the sun go down.
And the girl, Point, bam.
The girl took her top off. And
ride to the creek. Take my fishing pole. Catch some fish. Cook it right there.
All this on the bike?
I got my tent. We spend the night.
Get bent.
Hey, on the motorcycle?
You take the bike, you ride out.
Mm-hmm.
You got the pond.
Yeah.
Throw your
pole in the water.
You cash.
I guess they do make collapsible.
No pun intended.
You catch the fish. You eat the fish.
That's
you got
a
your
lot
tent.
Of work.
You doing it together.
I see.
That's killer.
I can dig it.
That's killing me. I don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's fun. But like you say,
we gonna catch the fish, but I put some fish in the cooler too.
So
we can throw them motherfuckers back. These ones are already ready to go.
These are already clean.
I forgot you had to clean them, Jones.
Exactly.
But anyway,
don't let them be catfish.
Oh, nah, descale them. No, y'all, you can handle
that first date. If she go through all of that. The cleaning the fish, the catching the fish, the riding the bike.
She put herself closer.
Yeah, we're going to have another day.
And see, look,
And that's in the world of
that means she don't mean she can get dirty when we need to get dirty.
Not always.
Yes, it do. If she go out there and clean the goddamn fish. Yes.
Oh, now she clean.
Yes, it do.
If she clean. Oh, well, you said doing it together.
Yeah, you doing it together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Most women
dip them in the river, lake and river.
That's crazy.
Get some hand sanitizer,
niggas.
That's okay.
We know one nigga.
You smell like fish together.
Gotta go camping.
You smell like fish together.
Just like he said.
What?
He bought his own fish.
I'll go camping.
Oh, that's why she rolled with me.
That's part of the. Because
I put the fish in the cooler.
I'm not cleaning fish and then sitting with my fishy hands all night.
No, we washed it. We washed those in the river.
Yeah, washing it. And
go to the river. You'd
be lucky if you get the fish smell off with damn Dawn.
Not out there.
Well, we can always go to what's that place? Bath and Body Works. They got that.
Not
hand
for a first date. I don't want to smell fish on your hand on the first date. I'll be honest.
Y'all gonna smell like fish together.
Nah.
It's gonna be beautiful.
I'm down for it.
You know, two fishy people.
I'm not spending my night in the woods with you on the first date because I don't know you.
That's kind of suspect.
I don't know you. I don't know if you're trying to set a nigga up. I don't know if.
Yeah.
I don't know none of that shit.
Yeah.
In
2023, we got a lot to watch out for. But both sides.
Shit, in 1984, you got a lot to watch out for.
If she was trying to set you up, how she going to do it when she ain't got no signal out there?
Where you going?
I didn't know she didn't have a signal.
Suspect. If you out there camping, you probably ain't got a signal.
True. I ain't know. I'm thinking about Nuba News Park.
This sounded kind of creepy.
She said, yo.
Nuba News Park?
That's what's in my head.
She said, yo.
No.
That's what's in my head. We talking about. White Bronco.
We talking about just pull over the side of the interstate and camp out.
What? I'm not going to jail for nobody.
Why, Donnie? Pick your three.
Just wait, bro.
My three. Where I'm going? Going to the bar. I will meet you at the bar.
That was on the list.
Not
to
it
go.
Was.
Well, then the list on the list. Don't fuck that list.
We picked places to the list say go though.
Huh?
We didn't pick places to the list say don't go.
Shout out to y'all. I'm meeting you at somewhere. I'm having a drink.
All right.
It's a preference. It's a preference.
Okay.
I'm having a drink. But my days will consist of multiple things to do.
Okay.
If I set it up right. I'm not just going to a bar. I'll probably go to the bar to meet you, then leave your car there. We will go to here, here, and here, and then I'll bring you back to your car. Get your ass home safe. After I got you drunk. I'm sorry, nigga. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
I was about to say, you counting on somebody getting into your car.
I wouldn't do that. I was just talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, she belongs to the streets.
That's why she driving home.
No.
Because it ain't no second date.
Nah.
There's no second date. Go ahead.
Nah. I was just joking. But no, I would... Yeah, my days consist of multiple things going on, but of course I'll meet you at the bar. I'm going to sit down and have a drink with you. That's what I do. But yeah, all that lovely shit. You know, walk in the park. Fucking, I'm an active person. I want to go
do something. Just tell us what that next place going to be, please.
Man, fuck you. All y'all niggas got to elaborate for fucking 30 minutes.
You see, go ahead, talk. 13 minutes less. I mean, left.
You want me to do it in three, and y'all doing it in seven.
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap that shit up, B.
Fine.
Look, no, I'm just... Look, this nigga say, wait a minute. Bap. All right, y'all. Have a nice evening. Shit.
Yeah, we win first. Speak you should have been had your goddamn three.
He got it. He just explained it.
He don't explain one. He jumping on my shit.
Somebody send the signals.
I'm going to send the signal, too.
Okay.
All right,
so we got a bar.
I was saying the bar.
Okay.
And then I said...
the active.
So I'm active.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry's, some fun. Then we go back to the bar. You know what I mean?
Going for ice cream? I guess that could be active.
Eat dairy and then drink some
water. Yeah. Oh, damn. Who said ice
you
cream?
You said Ben and Jerry's, right?
What you meant was Dave and Buster's.
Like, y'all gonna spend a lot
man,
of
man, forget Dave and Buster's. That's too fancy. You going to Chuck E. Cheese?
You say Ben and Jerry's. Yeah. I heard Dave and Buster's the whole time.
Y'all gonna spend y'all night with the head in the toilet
on the shit.
Yeah.
Gracious. Oh, my stomach bubbling.
You gonna be in the shitter.
Both of y'all at the same time.
In the shitter.
That bitch ain't calling me today, Jay. Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Chasing each other on the toilet. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I had to run. On the runs.
Hell yeah.
All right, so Dave and Buster's. Okay.
Dave and Buster's, I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm talking about Ben and Jerry's.
It must be on your mind.
Not really.
Okay, yeah.
This was on my mind, but so I said Dave and Buster's, and... Okay, drink, go to sporting, shoot ball. What the fuck am I gonna do?
Shoot ball, you
go kart. I was about to say Ben and Jerry. At Dave and Buster's.
Go kart.
Go kart. You can do go kart. We do go kart.
Go kart, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's competitive.
Which, where you gonna do go kart at?
How many times I can hit you before you can hit me?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And I'm down with Busch Gardens, too. Like my man said over there, too. But I got the pass. It's only going to cost me $15.
She got to have the pass you came for her way.
Now you get a free ticket.
Tickets. You get two free tickets a year. I take you one on the first date.
I save you one just
and
for
the
you.
Second date. On the third date, you got to sign up for the pass.
Christmastown might be cool.
I'm going to say this one thing. You yeah. Everybody that'd be real special. Right?
I've never been to Christmastown probably till, but yeah.
Everybody pick their three. I'm going to say this at the end. If I decided to go out with you, this person, on this date, well, I don't want to put expectations on her, nor do I want her to put expectations on me.
This so is the new.
Let's just have fun.
This is the new, wouldn't you like to know?
I will. Can I add something to that? I want to say that if you start off... at such a high level, you're already creating expectations.
Message. Everybody's gonna start off at a high level.
No, yeah, no. I'm just saying, you like in general. $500. In general, if you start off at that level, you're creating expectations. Mm-hmm. If you starting off with the coffee date, you know what is the expectation?
The bar.
We're just making a genuine connection. Yeah, that's the expectation.
Wow. Don't have none.
Yeah.
Come on, Jill.
If you go on a great motorcycle ride and converse, that's the expectation.
They do it, need a ride and keep up.
I don't know if I know the song. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I got it at the end. But yeah. Expectations. That's where this all started. Expectations. That lady had high expectations of herself, I guess. Standards, all that stuff. I don't want
to eat
that cheesecake.
Maybe she wanted to make a viral video and it succeeded.
That is the world. That's the world we live in, so you might be right. 2023, everybody. Hashtag.
Yeah. Well, that's all we got for you.
It was dope.
Loyal fans tonight.
Yeah.
We have done it.
Oh, damn. I sent you a picture.
Uh-huh.
Can you show them some pictures?
Oh, no.
You know why? Because I think we can sell them for about $150.
Oh, if y'all like cornhole boards, we got motherfucking the Nobody's Cornhole Boards.
Can you show a picture of that?
Yeah.
Not in this moment, but I got you on the edit.
Yep. Take a look at the boards right here.
Yeah.
Put it right there.
They off the sale.
Yep.
Nobody's cornholes
coming soon.
Damn, you know what? I was hoping you could get him a sample. You know,
it's gonna be there.
How are we gonna give him a sample?
Okay.
How you sample a corn?
I got you.
We can send him a miniature bean bag.
Yeah, like a miniature bean bag. Yeah, there you go.
Send us $5. We'll send you a miniature bean bag.
Hey, you know what? Y'all making fun of me?
No?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to figure out how to get you a sample of the cornhole bowl.
Y'all making fun of you. Shit, the fuck way I want to see. Like, y'all making fun of me.
Sample.
And what if you put that shit up there and 3 weeks later you got six of them you need to get a girl in and pack it and sell?
Well, that's why we pointing right here.
TheNobodies.com.
That's where the picture's going to pop
why
up.
Y'all goofing on me then?
TheNobodies.com.
This is where the picture's going to pop up.
Y'all was goofing on me.
I was for you.
I was for you.
You might have been for me, but you still was goofing on me. I heard them.
We got to make it entertaining, bro.
Oh, see? Guilty.
I don't know. I'll pop up.
We
right
said
here.
It was a good idea.
When he does the edits.
We went like this. Al Smith. Put the board right there. We good.
Okay.
I'm going to put them pictures up. I just couldn't put them up right now because we talking.
It's in the edits.
Yeah.
We or the songs. Sorry, we have been the Goofy Goobers, I guess.
Damn.
To all you guys.
In part.
The
19th. Yeah, we canceling that out. Don't worry about it.
Just beep it.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Blackington. All right, y'all. Hope y'all have a rest of the good night. And get home safe if you're out on your first date.
Yep. And if we don't see you, happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Because this shit might not come out the next year. We don't
know. We never know.
We never know.
Happy holidays.
Like,
stay
happy
safe.
Happy holidays. Stay safe.
Enjoy your family. All that stuff.
Get you some Crown Royal.
Yeah.
Get you some Flashlight.com.
Stay away from Applebee's.
Stay away from Applebee's. Cheesecake Factory is cool.
Well, as always, a third of y'all are going to love us. A third of y'all are going to hate us. A third of y'all ain't going to care either way. Well, we don't care neither. We are the Nobodies. Thanks for listening.